Scroll and Key Society is another secret society located at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, the home of Skull and Bones, probably one of the most best well-known secret societies. Scroll and Key was founded 10 years after Skull and Bones. It was the second secret society at Yale University, also a senior society, basically also copying Skull and Bones. They recruit 15 new students at the end of their junior year, who they see as having the potential to further the organization's goal. And Scroll and Key is considered one of the big three senior societies at Yale, the other two being Skull and Bones, and the third being Wolf's Head. Well, few people pay much attention to Scroll and Key. One of the members that you probably are familiar with is Fareed Zakaria, the CNN commentator on foreign affairs, who was initiated as a member when he attended Yale in 1986. Fareed went on to attend Bilderberg meetings, both in 1993 and 2009, and potentially other years, and is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations as well, the Illuminati front group that masquerades as a congressional committee, when in reality it's just a private organization acting as a propaganda mechanism for both the media and for the politicians to sort of decide what America should do for the Illuminati, foreign policy-wise. And then has their politicians carry out their agenda, and then has the journalists, which many powerful journalists, members of Council on Foreign Relations. And by the way, Fareed Zakaria isn't just a member of Skull and Bones. He was actually the editor of Foreign Affairs, their publication, which serves up their political propaganda on a platter for for the members. Fareed once argued that the Constitution was outdated and should be fixed to remove the Second Amendment in order to, quote, modernize the Constitution for the 21st century. The scroll and key symbol here pictured in the screen in this old 1800s photograph is meant to symbolize knowledge and wisdom. The scroll represents knowledge, and the key sort of represents the key to unlocking the wisdom. Key is a big popular symbol in the occult. Some other notable members include Ari Shapiro, who became a White House correspondent for NPR, National Public Radio. James Rockefeller, class of 1924, who was the president and chairman of the First National City Bank of New York. Cornelius Vanderbilt III, back in 1895, the wealthy Vanderbilt dynasty guy. Huntington Sheldon, who worked for the CIA and the director of the Office of Current Intelligence. And the Scroll and Key Society operates under the legal entity of the Kingsley Trust Association, which they use to shield their privacy. But I was able to find their 2012 tax filings, which must be made public if you're going to operate as a 501c3. And they reveal that the organization has over $9 million in assets, and in 2012 spent $650,000 just for the betterment of their members, though. Right. Oh, by the way, they're also involved in what are called inter-council meetings with Skull and Bones and with Wolf's Head. So they're not necessarily competing secret societies, even though it was initially sort of founded as a copycat. I mean, come on, 10 years later, Scroll and Key is founded, inducts the same number of members, inducts them at the end of their junior year, making them, it's a senior society. But they have come to work in concert with Skull and Bones. And while not being as popular, they certainly do have their long list of very powerful members. So just a couple interesting points about Scroll and Key, a very little known and seemingly forgotten secret society over there at Yale University.